Well, blessing peace on you guys in the mighty name of King Jesus. Welcome, 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 guys. Episode 3, which is going to be on the fight for your life. Guys, I'm your host coming at you from the studio here in big time Crowley, Texas. And joining me is my son, Mr. Benjamin Allen Brewer. What's going on?
Oh, man, not much. Trying to get your computer up and going.
Right? Yeah, I wonder what happened just right before we went on. It was like, no, we're going to go off now. It switched over to another Wi-Fi. There it is. It's up and it's running. That's excellent. And then joining me from, way to go, man, by the way, way to go. And then joining me from right across here is the lovely and gracious Miss Connie. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us for episode 3. I can't believe it.
Well, my gosh, we got some good stuff to talk about, and you've actually already heard it a couple of times today, Miss Connie. So have you, Mr. Ben.
I have.
And that we're going to be talking about a very controversial subject, and so much so that we will have to go behind the veil at about 30 minutes off into this thing, and we're going to be going behind the veil where we will go off of all of our social media, and it's going to be exclusive to ODX. So otherwise, we don't have to worry about being censored or making anybody mad, because right. God, everybody knows I don't want to make nobody mad. Right. I mean, it's what I wake up worrying about. It's what I go to bed worrying about. Like, please, I sure hope I don't make anybody mad. No, I don't think I've ever thought like that. I want to get along with people. I love to get along with people. And in fact, I should be able to get along with everybody. If I can't get along with somebody, it's because they can't get along with me. That's the way I see it.
You know, I love when you say I've only met a couple of people that don't like me.
They're all stupid. Yeah. That's exactly right. Yeah, that's the way pastors talk right there. Well, guys, I want to welcome everybody here. And thank you so much for joining us. If you are joining us from YouTube, would you please smash the button? If you're joining us from Facebook, please smash the button. If you're on Twitter, whatever feed that you're on, please push the buttons and please chime the bells, because that helps us in every way. And then also, guys, we are reviewing and we're going over all of your comments and the things that you're saying. And I want to be able to say hello to you. And then all my friends that are over at ODX, hey, ODX tribe, I bless you and call you blessed. Ask you this. Hey, did y'all see me on the Trinity Broadcasting Network last night? Did you see me? Did you see me, Miss Connie?
I did. I watched you, and I posted a short live in the Pulse page, Facebook page.
Hey, awesome. Yeah. So you've already put it on Facebook. I know that we've already uploaded it onto ODX.TV, yes. Troy Brewer's ODX.TV. And again, you can find it at guess where?
ODX.TV.
I went over to the prayer center yesterday and asked all those ladies to pray for me. You were over there because your office is right there.
Yes.
And oh my gosh, what an incredible prayer time. All these prophetic words came to me.
They're prayer warriors.
They are
for sure.
Prayer warriors. And they prayed for me. And man, I went up to Irving, Texas yesterday, drove past the Fort Worth, Texas bomb blast, which we were actually coming past.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. And again, we'll talk about that from behind the veil today, because I got some things. There's some nefarious things going on in downtown Fort Worth. And we were driving past it, and we seen it. We seen the whole thing. And the first thing we saw was a helicopter coming out. I told Leanna, man, look at that helicopter. We're coming up to downtown Fort Worth. And like, whoa, then another one went, those are news helicopters. What's going on? And then Ben called me and goes, apparently there's been some huge explosion in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. I'm like, well, I'm looking at downtown right this second. I went, oh, wow.
Yeah.
So
it was an oh, wow for me, because that's my hometown. And my heart was hurt. I was like, not Fort Worth.
My heart is hurt,
please,
too.
Not Fort Worth.
And we've had friends from all over the world call and just say, hey, are you guys doing okay? Is everything all right? And we are. I want you guys to know we're fine. I was about 3 miles away from it when it went off yesterday. And it went off in the hotel right across the street from the hotel we always stay at and all of our guests stay at whenever they come in from all over the world. So we know that corner so well. And to know that it's all land underneath a bunch of rubble right now is something else. So, yeah. Guys, you guys are going to want to join me from behind the veil today as we talk about this. And we're going to talk about a bunch of things that other people are not talking about. And so wait till you hear that. It's going to blow your mind. But if you also have not seen my Centerpoint interview that was on Trinity Broadcasting Network, it was aired last night. You can find it at odx.tv today. And then one more thing, too, I got to tell you. We have an amazing team of people, Ben Brewer, that is hanging out in India right now. Brother Brian Boat is over there. Pastor Darrell is there, right? And they're visiting all of you. You've been over there in India with me several times.
I have, and I miss it, to be honest.
Yeah, I miss really going over there too. You're what? You're 33 years old now?
Yes, sir.
I cannot believe you're 33, dude.
Getting old, man.
You're so old.
I'm 5 days into 33.
King Jesus. All right. You're literally as old as Jesus now. You're 33. You're as old as Jesus.
That's cool.
Yeah. How about that? And so you're there, and you went over there first time when you were 16 years old. I took you over there with me, sir, to India. You visited our leprosy villages. You visited all of our homes for our children. You helped your daddy rescue women and kids out of sexual trafficking over there. You've helped me with all that. You even had a little time where you got kidnapped for a little while.
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was great.
I know. I was with you.
A lot of fun.
I was with you when that happened. It was right up there with having my knee drained, I'll tell you that. And so we've had that happen. We've actually, we're going to have to do a whole episode one of these days on all the crazy things that we've seen happen in India. But one of the great things that we've seen is I rescued a little girl when she was like 4 years old, and she's one of my most favorite little girls on the planet Earth. She's in her mid-20s now. And so all these kids that we rescue, man, we don't just rescue them. We actually raise them as well. Mm-hmm. We raised her. We sent her to English school so that she could go to college, so that she could become a stewardess. And then we helped her get married because she fell in love with this boy by the name of John Mark. And you know John Mark?
I do. He's a funny, funny dude.
He is a funny dude. And that brother grew up in one of our homes, played drums in our band over there in Vishakhapatnam, India. And then on top of all that, she married him. And then last year, she had a baby, and she just recently actually had the baby, and I don't know, I think he's probably 4 months old now or something like that.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
And so the deal is, she's like, Daddy, you have to name him. And I'm like, I'm not going to name your kids, man, you're crazy. She's like, no, it's like a huge honor for us if you will name him. And so Ben actually came to me, Connie, you need to know this. Ben came to me telling me he needed a Band-Aid, because out of all the kids we've ever named, I've never named one after him.
No, it's overdue. He's 33 and now he has one, though.
Are there any Connies? Do we have any Connies?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, we got to have a Connie.
No, if you name them after me, it needs to be my actual name.
Which is Concepcion. Mm-hmm. Concepcion. I don't know how that'll work in any of our countries.
I know. It can work in South America.
Yeah, it definitely works in the Spanish-speaking countries. Okay, so we'll have to do that in the Amazon, right? So we have a whole bunch of girls in our Amazon home that are about to give birth. I don't know how much influence I'll have on what their name is.
Right. Don't be like, sir.
Yeah. They're like, excuse me, sir. We're good. Thank you. But I don't know. But I mean, it was a very rare thing and a huge honor for this little girl to ask me to name her baby. So her daddy's name is what is her daddy? What is the baby's daddy's name?
John.
Yeah.
John Mark.
It's John Mark. So I named him Ben John. His name is Ben John. Now, it's like Ben John.
Yeah.
There he is.
Which works
there
perfect.
Is. And that's him. And that's your Uncle Daryl. When that's the, you know, and that is Shravani. And look how beautiful she is.
Yeah, she looks so beautiful.
Anyway, I want you to look at Ben John, looking at him like, you ain't gonna rob me, are you? You ain't gonna rob me, right? Yeah, that I love that picture.
This weird white man.
Yeah, who is this dude?
Why is he holding me?
Yeah. Who is this dude? Anyway, yeah, I love that picture. That's some really good stuff. Guys, before we get off into our con here today, I want to tell you, I just got an update from my good friend Ron Cantor. I've been talking to him a whole lot. The horror of the videos that were released yesterday from Hamas of the girls that they've had for, you know, 90 some odd days, these 18-year-old girls, one of them has her jaw is broken. It's obviously broken. They have all been beaten. And who knows what? I mean, we all know what's happened to them. And they just look so terrible. How gut-wrenching that is, and how hurtful that is, and how terrible that is. I'm telling you, it's so bad. And it's more important right now than ever before that we stand with Israel. And yes, we have been standing with Israel. And if I can just say this in a very remarkable way, just since the October 7th Hamas attacks, and them kidnapping those people and raping all those people and killing all those people, we have supported our churches in Israel with, as of yesterday, we sent off another $30,000 with more than $360,000 worth of support. So all you guys that are supporting Israel through our ministry, you need to know it's real. We're actually doing this. And I've never been, and we've never been in a position to do that before. So it's a wonder to me. Don't y'all think that that's impressive?
I do.
$360,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a big deal. I mean, Ron actually gave us a video talking about it too.
Guys, let's go there and let's watch the video, because if you've been a part of this, you need to know when he's saying thank you, he's saying thank you to you. Watch this.
Hey everybody, I'm Ron Cantor, and we are here at Kibbutz Zikim. This is in one of the most horrific days of Israel's history. Something really good happened here. There's an army base right next to this kibbutz. And inside that army base, it's basically all of them were in their first month of the army. They were not ready. And 14 soldiers took the 90 others plus 30 other civilians, and they put them in hiding. And then these 14 soldiers, they took on 50 terrorists. Seven of those soldiers fell in battle, but they pushed back the terrorists, and they never made it into the kibbutz here on October the 7th. And I want to thank all of you guys at Troy Brewer Ministries and Open Door Church, because really from the beginning, from October 7th, you guys have been sowing tens of thousands of dollars. You've bought bulletproof vests, helmets, you've taken care of soldiers, you bought winter clothes, you've taken care of people who've had to been evacuated from their homes. Many homes have been burned down. They have nowhere to go. They're all over this country, refugees in their own country. And we just want to thank you that you have stood with Israel in her time of need. And I know that God is going to bless you as you bless Israel. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Ron Cantor. And that's my good friend, Ron Cantor. And he and I have been friends for a long time. He's my partner in Israel. Actually got me onto God TV. And if you guys don't watch our show, we're on there three times a week on God TV, Worldwide Network. And I love him. And so we support him. I love his family. His family is like family to me. His girls are like my girls. And we really do love each other. Ben, you were supposed to be with me here in 2 weeks, the week after the conference, which next week is my New Beginnings conference, where I'm bringing my prophetic word. It's crazy. It's here.
Yeah.
Right? Just crazy. It seems like yesterday we were up at Todd White's place doing the New Beginnings conference, and that was a whole year ago. Crazy. Craziness. So I'm getting ready for the New Beginnings conference. People are going to be coming in from all over the world for my annual conference. And then the Sunday after the conference is over with, I was actually going to be going to Israel. So you and I are going to be going to Israel. We got bulletproof vests. We got our helmets, and we were actually going to go into Gaza, and we were going to do some tremendous outreaches in Gaza. And then we were doing outreaches all outside of Gaza. And then we were going to adopt some new families who have been displaced and all those different kinds of things. But lo and behold, American Airlines said, nope, we're not flying there anymore. They canceled all of our tickets. So we went to another one. They canceled it. And you cannot get in and out of the country right now. You know about all that?
No.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. It's like, wow. So it's like, okay, so it's logistically impossible. We actually even thought about maybe we can go into, because we've done this before, we go into Turkey and come in from the north and actually come in. Or maybe we go to Jordan and come over from that side from Jordan. We tried to find a way to get in. You just can't get in right now. And so it's all locked down.
Is that Israel's doing?
It is. No, I wouldn't say that is Israel's doing. I would not say that. Mm-hmm. That's other people's doing. Right on. So, yeah, isn't that something? So we're like, okay, well, we're not able to go. Well, we sent another $30,000 yesterday, which was basically what the plane tickets for all the teams was going to be.
Oh, cool.
And so we're like, you know what? I'll just send that over there to him. You guys do the outreach, and then you guys tell me what all do we need to do, and I'm just going to do it from remote. So everybody that's watching on the Pulse right now, if it's on your heart to stand with Israel, you can stand with Israel by standing with us, because, guys, we're doing it. So.
And Ron was really good to mention at the end, like, hey, the Lord's going to bless you because you've blessed Israel. And I saw that Shanti had posted Genesis 12:3, where it talks about, hey, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
That's correct. That's correct.
I love that scripture, because Israel is like what you preach about. Israel is the apple of God's eye.
Yep.
And so when you're standing with Israel, you're standing with the heart of the Lord. And so I'm just so grateful that we are a ministry that we don't abandon Israel.
Connie, are you Jewish?
No, not.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Hey, Ben, are you Jewish?
No.
Ask me if I'm Jewish.
You Jewish?
No. So why would we stand with Israel? If we are proud Americans and if we're Gentiles, why would we stand with Israel? Because we stand with Jesus.
Exactly.
That's why. And in doing so, you know what? One of the ways that we actually manifest that is by standing with Israel. Mm-hmm. And so we are standing with Israel. And we're doing so much, from our food bank that we have over there, to our bomb shelters that we have over there, to our churches that we have over there, to our tremendous outreaches that we're doing, to the soup kitchen, to the place where we receive people addicted to drugs, to where we save girls out of sexual trafficking. We do a huge work in the nation of Israel. And now, since the horror of the October 7th events and all those horrible things that have happened, guys, we've had to step everything up. And on top of the usual budget that we send over there, we have sent an additional $360,000 just since October the 7th because of the support of everybody watching. So there you go, guys. Hallelujah. That's a big win for the kingdom. All right. Anybody have anything else you want to say about that?
No, I was laughing at Jocelyn earlier.
Yeah,
because she has her full name on here on the new chat room on ODX. Which, by the way, we have a new chat room on ODX.
New chat room on ODX. Ben, do you know that your voice sounds really weird when you're talking in this mic?
I think it sounds perfectly normal.
No, it doesn't. It just sounds weird. Man, come on, man. Step up, would you? Step up.
He'll be fine.
Okay. I think I probably will be fine. All right, guys. I am ready, and I'm ready to get off into my content. I got to talk to you. I talked about here's what's real. Guys, for the last couple of days, Connie, you know this. Ben, you know this. Last couple of days, I've been preparing for this 15-minute interview that I was going to be on the news on the Trinity Broadcasting Network last night.
Yeah.
And they didn't ask me any of the things that I was prepared to answer.
Yes.
And it's like, dude, I'm in cramming for this thing. Like, let's go. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about that. But they were actually so fascinated, and they were so gracious that we actually, you know, that we do rescue kids and that we've rescued more than 10,000 kids. Mm-hmm. We have more than 4,000 kids under our care right now. They're like, oh my gosh, like, we don't know anybody else that does that. We wanted to ask you about that. Tell us how you got in. Tell us how this works. Tell us what's going on. And I'm like, okay. So we ended up talking about those things. But I wanted to talk about current events, you know, because it was a news show and it's called Centerpoint. And I was like, all right, so I've been cramming for this. And one of the things that they told me that I needed to be studying about was the fight for the right to life, the fight for right to life. And I'm like, okay, I can do that. They also asked me to talk about the borders. And so I'm going like, okay, man, well, let's go, because I got some interesting stuff. And I want to just say to you two cats that are sitting here and everybody that's watching all over the world, while it might be confusing the different scenarios that people get in because of the complications of this life, it should not be confusing as to where we stand when it comes to the war of the womb.
Mm-hmm.
And it should not be confusing at all. And I want to tell you, it's just like the thing over Israel. There are literally Christians now that are hoping for the destruction of Israel.
Yes, and those people are deceived.
They are so deceived.
They are so caught up in deception.
And man, that makes people mad. Well, too bad, so sad. Right on. If you're really upset with us so far, you're not going to like the rest of this. And you're also not going to like when we go behind the veil and I talk to you about some hardcore things that would otherwise get us censored. But it's like, I need to offer a Troy Brewer plush toy for those people and also a Band-Aid for those people who get, and we need the Troy Brewer Ministries Band-Aid we send to people that are so upset and say, you shouldn't be standing with Israel. Oh, no, of a certainty, we will stand with Israel. And I will be standing with Israel when I come back with King Jesus, when King Jesus comes back to stand for Israel and with Zero. That's what the second coming is all about. Amen.
Amen.
And so that's what the second coming is all about. He's coming back for Israel. And so it's like, all right, well, there you go. Well, just exactly like that. On June the 24th in the year 2022, I got up at 4:00 in the morning and I went outside, man, to go watch the planetary parade. Now, the planetary parade only happens once every several thousand years. And the planetary parade is when you can see with your visible eye all seven of the objects in the heavens that are planetary. And so it's like, okay, like, wow, like there's only seven of them. Yeah, there are. There's only seven of them. That's why all 7 days a week are named after these seven things you can see. The ones that translate in English right and that's easy to understand, is the Sunday and the moon day, or Monday, right? So the planetary parade, if you're going to look at how it's actually lined up, is there's the sun, and then there's Mercury, and then there is Venus, and then behind that is Earth. And so with that is, of course, the moon, right? And then past that is Mars, and past Mars is, do you know what the next one is?
Venus? No.
Yeah, I don't ask me because I forgot the acronym.
And then past, thank you. Nothing but cricket.
Appreciate you.
And then past Jupiter, you have Saturn, right? Come on. Come on, man. So listen, man, you got to know the order of these things. You're like, oh, that's the mood. Way to go, son.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's not like I hadn't taken you outside 10 million times as a little boy.
I can show you the Big Dipper.
Yeah, you can.
There we go. Yes.
You can. I'll show you Orion, right? You could definitely show me Orion.
Show you Cassiopeia.
But what was amazing, the planetary parade that only happens once every several thousand years, is it was lined up, not just that the planets were lined up, but it was lined up in the perfect order. That's called the Planetarium Parade.
I didn't realize that that's what was happening. I knew that they lined up, but I didn't know they were in the right order.
But they're always out of order. And the reason why they go out of order is because we're going around in a circle. And it's kind of like this. If you're going around in a circle and you're on a racetrack and you got, okay, the number 5 car, the number 6 car, the number 3 car, and the number 1 car, and that's the order. Depending upon where you're at on the track, if you turn around and look, you're looking at something different. Okay. So your point of view, your field of reference, it'll look like, okay, well, the one I see now is the 4th one. That's actually the 4th one and not the one that's closest to me.
Oh, yeah.
So are you with me?
Kind of that whole, what is it, relativity or?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely is relative. And so your field of view is also relative. So it's a big deal. I'm going to go outside and I know that the heavens declare the glory of God and it's awesome. And I'm looking and it's going to be great. And I'm like, Lord, what great thing are you going to do today? The planetary parade. If I may also say, it happened during the month of June, which is famous for a certain nefarious group. For having their own parades. Oh, it's parade month. It's parade month. Hallelujah. Well, God had his own parade going on in the heavens on this day. And I went outside to go see it. The sun came up. And I was like, Lord, what great and mighty thing do you have that's going on today? Today's going to be a great day. Something that's been out of order is going to come into order.
Right, yes.
Because the Lord has decided this. And then, boo, Roe v. Wade was overturned. I went in there and turned on the television on my barn wall. And I went and I saw it and I couldn't believe it. I nearly fell over. I was like, is this true? And it was like, you know, we were as those who dream a dream whenever we saw it. Well, I can tell you this, my friends, it was true. And I was like, wow, it actually happened. Okay, well, that happened on 6/24. Well, the reason why I just couldn't wait to see and to hear what the response of the body of Jesus was going to be. I figured there would be great celebrations in churches all over the United States, because this was obviously a church win. It had been the church that had been battling this. It had been Christians that had been standing up for this. It had been the prophetic movement that had been prophesying that this was going to happen. This was it was only the Christians that showed up for this. And we fought it and fought it and fought it for 49 and a half years, Ben. 49 and a half years, we fought it and fought it and fought it and fought it and fought it, and boot, it came to pass. So what happened on Sunday? Hey, where's that cricket sound? Yeah. That was what was screaming from the pulpits all across America, because we're so scared of getting censored now.
And you know, you just talked about, like, you were waiting for the body to rise up to answer that riot. Yeah,
here we go.
And you were waiting for the body to rise up to celebrate. Like, we did not get the right responses this past year.
You sure didn't. There was no predetermined response, because people were like, well, we need to see what the crowds are happy with and what the crowds are not happy with. And so much of the leadership in the body of Jesus today. And then some of my favorite ministries on the entire planet Earth, not only did they not get up and celebrate the fact that now lives matter. Amen. Not only did they not get up, they issued these press releases that says, we, it's such and such church of the yada yada hoity toity yada yada, we do not stand with either the right side or the left side. What they should have said was the right side or the wrong side.
Yeah, because I even saw some churches that lined themselves up with the wrong side.
With the wrong side. Exactly right. And it's like, why is it? Because they want so bad to get along with the enemies of God. They have been trained to believe, hey, and they have been scared into submission of you have to come into compliance with the mob rule. It doesn't matter what the word says. It doesn't matter what the heartbeat of King Jesus says. What matters is the mob rule. What's the feeling of the mob? Mm-hmm. Oh, King Jesus, because he's never found in the mob ever.
Exactly.
Never.
Ever. And I want to tell you, the Lord ain't woke. Jesus is not woke. And so what I did was I just went, well, you know what, guys? I am, I'm going to celebrate it. And you and I'm just telling you right now, most of the church failed the test of this. They failed the test of the battle to belong in it. And then they failed the test of a celebration of it. When culture is determined by what you celebrate.
Yes.
Culture is determined by what you make a big deal out of. And I tell you what, if you as leaders in the body of Jesus are not making priorities out of the right things of heaven, that means the meanest and ugliest personalities around you are making your priorities.
Yes, they have no problem taking that position.
They have no problem with doing
no
that.
No problem.
And that's why so many of our churches, you know, are miserable places to be because of one board member that everybody's scared of, or Sister Susie Rottenheart.
Or the fact that no one will just take a stand.
That's exactly right. And just go, no.
Like, evil can't take a spot that you're standing in.
Well, let's talk about this because here's what's real is. This is very simple. And I only have about 4 or 5 minutes left before we go behind the veil. And we are going to discuss this in depth. And then I'm going to be taking questions and answers from all of my friends at ODX.TV. So if you're not a part of ODX, once we move over to the private conference of this, you're going to be so glad that you are a part of it. But let me give this to all of my friends that are watching all over the world. Okay, know this. All right, the war of the womb begins in Genesis chapter 3. That's called the seed of the woman, mm-hmm. right? And then it goes all the way to Revelation chapter 12, where the battle, there's a serpent that is after the seed in the womb mm-hmm. in Genesis 3, and there's a dragon that is after the child in the womb in Revelation. He's matured from a seed to a child, right? From right. Genesis to Revelation. And I want to tell you, it's real simple. Do you line up with the dragon, or do you line up with the promise of Israel, which is Jesus? It's real simple. Like, but I can think of lots of stuff. Oh, you brood of vipers, you bunch of lawyers that come up with all of these scenarios. Here's what you can ask any abortionist on the planet Earth. Are you ready? How many of these girls are you taking care of? I can tell you.
None.
Big, fat, honking zero. How many of them do you feed? How many of them are you consulting? No, we're just taking money because it's the greenback got a choice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that comes from Charlie Daniels.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's just another sacrifice, that greenback got a choice that you've been serving. The actual line in that song that's called Payback Time, which is one of my, God, I just love that song. He says, another day, another knife, another precious unborn life will never see the light of day, will never run or jump or play. It's just another sacrifice to the greenback got a choice that you've been serving.
But it's payback time.
Yeah, payback time is coming. Yeah, Charlie Daniels wasn't playing.
No.
Yeah, that brother wasn't
was
playing.
Awesome.
Yeah. I love him. So I say all that to say this. The war in the womb, there is a war in the womb. And you better not fail that test. Now, the what's crazy is that when God speaks his blessing over the war of the womb, he says in Genesis 1:22, be fruitful and multiply. Amen.
Amen.
But then when the devil comes against that blessing and brings the curse, Pharaoh says, okay, make it a government mandate to kill the children and throw them into the Nile.
And
right?
That's another 1:22 scripture.
That is Exodus 1:22. Mm-hmm. So the difference between Genesis 1:22 and Exodus 1:22 is which side of the war of the womb are you going to be on? Okay, guess what day that Roe v. Wade actually came to pass in the United States? January 22nd, 1:22, 1973.
Crazy.
Yeah, well, the numbers line up because the numbers are the word.
Mm-hmm.
And God Almighty, if you had an eye to see and if you had an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Amen. Well, friends, I'm about to move over to the ODX side. We're going to go behind the veil, which means we're going to be dropping everybody that is on all of our social media, and we're going to be ending this part of the broadcast, and we're going to be going over to the private part of it, because I got quite a few more things to say about this.
Just
one or two things, and we're going to be talking about this. One of the things that we're going to be talking about today and tomorrow is this. If you're going to get the war of the womb right, you have to get family right. You've got to get the family. You got to get the family thing right. If you're going to get this issue right, you have to get the family issue right. And not just your immediate family, but you have to be willing to be family to other people that do not have a family. And so tomorrow's special guest is going to be one of my favorite people on the planet Earth. And she is one of the greatest authorities on how the Spirit of the Lord can bring revival to your family and revival to your home. And her name is Jerrianne Webb.
Woot, woot.
Oh, I cannot wait to hang out with her. Yes, I love her so much.
Awesome. Jerrianne Webb is one of the greatest voices today that has. I'm telling you, she's so amazing. She's one of my favorite people. I go out every year and I get to go preach at her conference. Now, she comes out to our place quite a bit. She's going to be at my conference next week. And one of the things we like to do is we like to go out to Hyco, Texas, and get in those army tanks and do the paintball army war.
You know what, man? Unfortunately, that we need to pray for that guy. He has real bad cancer. And so he's shut it down for right now.
Oh, no. Be healed in Jesus' name.
Heard about that last week.
We need to call him and tell him we're praying, but we're praying for him. Do you know what that brother's name is?
I think it's Robert.
Guys, if everybody will remember to pray for Robert, Robert needs to rise up in the name of King Jesus, because he's got one of the coolest paintball fields on the planet Earth.
He does.
And he actually has army tanks. And you get in these little army tanks and you ride around and you blast each other. Oh, man. Seriously, I pray he's healed in Jesus' name. Come on. Hey, listen, Pulse family, ODX family, all over the world. Hey, man, be in prayer for our friend Robert in Hyco, Texas. Robert in Hyco, Texas, that he'll be completely healed of this insidious disease. Okay, guys, I'm about to let you guys go. We're going to be going over to the private conversation. So if you're on ODX, don't go anywhere, because we're just going to stay with this feed and you're going to stay here with me. If you're on any of our social media platforms, you can go to ODX and you can join us at the Stage 2 level or the Stage 3 level. And it's one of the ways that we gain partnership for saving boys and girls out of sexual trafficking all over the planet Earth. And not only will you be helping us help little boys and help little girls, have them rescued and then actually raise them, but you know what? You're going to get quite a bit out of this yourself. Go and check it all out and see what all is available to you at odx.tv. And if you need a friend or if you need a prayer, you can call us at 877-413-0888. Again, it's 877-413-0888. I don't know if we have a lower third for that, if somebody can bring that up and make sure that people can actually see that. But it's important that people see our hotline. It's 24/7. It's based at Open Door Church. It is a whole room full of amazing ladies that are full of the Holy Spirit who will pray with you. If you need prayer, if you need resources, if you want information about what we do, I'm telling you guys, this could be a lifeline for you, 877-413-0888. Guys, be sure and join me tomorrow at 1 o'clock, where my special guest will be Jerrianne Webb, and we're going to be talking about having a revival in your home. The Holy Spirit wants to move in your home. You're going to find out how tomorrow. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining me.
So again, guys, those of y'all on ODX, we're going to throw up a graphic real quick, close out all the social stuff, and then just stay tuned. We will still be here. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a second, guys.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.